little fuck.
Vince, there have been no episodes of your podcast.
Hello.
Oh, look at this weather. It's podcasting season.
I'm Will Thomas. Good to have you with us.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Vince Agard.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
What?
You know, they're not unicorns.
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, bar, bar, bar.
Well, you all are just really tickled by this.
Sure.
We'll do it live.
Do you think that might be really boring?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What are you doing, baby?
This is
Ben and Vince.
We are back
with a new season.
Ben and Vince Show.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, man.
What's up, Ben? Great.
Hey, it's Ben over here looking at you, at Vince, and talking to you, listener. We're back.
Yep.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's the year 2020 now.
So, did you get it yet?
Did I get what?
You know what.
It's a joke. The year is a joke.
No.
Did I get your letter?
Did you get coronavirus?
I guess you never know. You could always be 14 days away from showing symptoms, right?
Yeah, I mean, or not.
Or not. Yeah, that's what I mean by could.
Yeah, those are the two options.
Yeah, right. I see, you could have it and not even show symptoms. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean by could. Okay. You know, as far as I know, I'm good. Joel did have a kind of a cough before they found the first patient in Montgomery County. So we're like, did Joel have coronavirus?
I thought kids can't get it.
They just don't, you know, it's not fatal.
Oh.
Usually. You know, for most people, it's fine. It's just those worthless over 70 people that, you know, have to worry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, we all have to worry.
Yeah, sure.
What's going to happen when they run out of hospitals? It's not a joke.
Well, some people can build a hospital in 10 days. So.
Yeah.
I think I saw that movie.
Anyway.
Well,
so you are now listening to the first ever Ben and Vince podcast from home.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, that might explain to you why the audio quality is just as bad as usual. This time it's from our home studios, our respective home studios, mutually quarantining ourselves. From the other.
I mean, yeah, I'm just quarantining myself from you. I'm going about my normal life otherwise.
Yeah, well, that's for my benefit, and so I appreciate that. Someone at work was saying, you know, we're even having trouble getting enough, like, server hardware because, you know, it's all manufactured, you know, in
Italy.
Coronavirus. Yeah, in Italy. And they don't want to spread, you know, infection. And then, of course, someone had to say, you know, are they afraid the servers are going to have a virus?
Oh, ha-ha.
And, you know, everyone was just like, don't.
But that's not actually what it is, right? Like, they just...
Yeah, right. Wait.
They're not working.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people think that's actually what's happening. Like, they think if they get a package from China, it's going to be infected.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Right. Well, you should, you know, you should just spray everything down everywhere you are with, you know, disinfecting solution. Because you don't know where it came from, where it's been. But anyway, have they found any patients where you are? Any
Travis County? I don't think so. We canceled our little music festival. So.
Oh no! Who was gonna play?
I mean, I don't know. They all backed out. I don't know.
Yeah, but who's they?
Amazon, Facebook, TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, Hillary Clinton?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like the documentary?
Is Hillary Clinton a documentary? The person.
There is one now. There is a documentary about her.
Why?
You know, if you ask me, it's more relevant than ever. I'd say the year 2020 is peak relevance for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But anyway, turns out some people in Montgomery County were on a Nile River cruise.
Oh. And got, is that where they got it?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the same as the people in Ohio. They must have been on the same cruise.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm just like, who's still going on a cruise?
I know.
Who's ever going on a cruise?
Yeah. First of all, yeah. But second of all, seriously.
Like,
if you could pick like... anywhere on Earth when there's like a global pandemic happening. Like, you gotta have a death wish to go on a cruise.
Just be confined to the smallest possible space.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been on a cruise.
Yeah, I mean, me neither. I've been on, like, you know... If somebody got married on a boat, you know, that's not like going on a cruise.
If that happened?
If they got married on a boat, here's how it happened.
Oh my God, OJ. did you really attend a wedding on a boat?
I've attended multiple weddings on boats.
Is that normal?
Yeah, why not? Are you saying you've never been on a boat?
Not for a wedding. I don't think so.
Why are you going on boats then?
One time it was to wonder about H.H. Gregg. No, am I getting that wrong?
I think so.
Yeah. Stanky Leg Mason.
What? Oh.
Right?
Yeah, but why... Why are you talking about H.H. Gregg?
Because it has two G's in it.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that doesn't even count. That boat didn't even go anywhere.
It didn't even leave the harbor.
Didn't even leave the dock.
Yeah, right. One time I went on a boat that was supposed to go on a Potomac River cruise.
There you go.
But it was too icy, and so it just stayed.
Okay, but that doesn't count as a cruise, though. Do you agree?
Correct. I agree. Yeah, of course I agree.
Okay.
That only lasts a couple hours.
Yeah. That's fine. That's like being on a bus or something.
Yeah, for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Like a Greyhound.
Yeah.
We talked about Speed 2 a lot on a previous podcast. That's kind of like being on a boat.
I guess so.
I've been on a ferry.
Which one?
Harper's Ferry.
That's
no white. what's it called? What's the actual thing called? White's Ferry.
I mean, which one?
Is there more than one?
More than one ferry in the world? Yes.
Across the Potomac River from Virginia to Maryland, or the other way around?
Like in Poolsville?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's White's Ferry.
Yeah, White's Ferry. I've been on that.
Very racistly named.
Right.
I think it actually is racistly named.
Oh, like a White's Only Ferry?
No, I think it's named after some guy named White who is really racist.
Okay, well, that describes many things. Many, many names of many things. what other boats have I been on? I've been on like a paddle boat, like a rowboat. I mean, not a paddle boat. I've been on
like a kayak. Raft.
No, like a pea pod shaped boat.
A pea pod. You know, like a,
yeah, just like normal boat.
That's a kayak.
No, not a kayak.
A canoe?
Like with like a little little benches.
That's a fucking,
you know,
canoe.
A canoe is no, like just, you know, like a little boat with like
a dragon boat?
No. You know, just like a boat on a river. Like a little rowboat.
Like an inner tube?
I think I've been on that too.
Those are fun.
You know, like a gray boat that you would row with an oar.
A gray boat? Like in the Navy?
No.
Like a battleship?
I've played Battleship. I put my finger on a battleship. You know, B-10 or whatever.
Like the vitamin?
I'm taking vitamins on a boat.
Better, you're gonna get fucking coronavirus
or scurvy. Yeah. I've never been on a pirate ship or boat, unless maybe I've downloaded something illegally. Probably not while on a boat.
Very good.
I mean, would you download a car? That's the question. Yeah, we all said yes to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think our listeners know what I'm talking about when I say rowboat.
Okay. Listeners, if you know what he's talking about, can you give me a call at 862-234-0491 and let me know what he's talking about?
Yeah, call in. But, like, do it virtually from home. Don't come here and call us from our office. Well, we're not here anyway.
Yeah, I mean, this is very weird. Like, I can't see you.
Yeah.
I can't tell if we have any phone calls. I tried to log in remotely, but I forgot the password. So we probably should have, you know, test driven the podcast from home experience before we fully committed.
I mean, they built this whole new studio for us. You know, as part of the deal for us coming to our new city.
That's right.
And then it's just been sitting there. I assume it's covered in cobwebs by this point. And probably we haven't even used it.
Covered in virus.
Yeah, they're probably going to just destroy it. You know? It's going to be, you know, the equivalent of like when you have to fumigate your house. It's just going to be that for the whole country.
Is there... I feel like that you see those things sometimes where, like, you know, they built like a big train station that never got used.
Yeah, right. Or like they run out of money like 90% of the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's right. Our new studio and all its extravagance will stand as a symbol of, you know, the hubris of the Benevent Show. You know.
Well, and the local government.
And the local government. Yeah, I mean, we were like, stop, you know, like, that's too much. We don't even want that much, you know. like, please let us pay more taxes. And they were like, no, you are the heroes here. And we're like, all right, I'm forced to accept them. I mean, we are creating jobs.
That's right.
We pay
two
a fair
jobs.
Wage. Yeah. So anyway.
So are you? Do they make you work from home yet?
Not yet. I think in Seattle they did.
Oh yeah.
But I kind of
Seattle. Forget it.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah, I wonder if we might be
it's
more
coming.
Strongly encouraged. Yeah, I mean, they were like, definitely, you know, do it if you want, you know, but it wasn't
but you don't
mandated
want to.
Yet. I don't really like working from home that much. I mean, I already work from home once a week anyway, but...
You prefer to drive to Reston every day?
Herndon.
Whatever.
No, it's worse. get it right. Yeah, I mean, like... I don't know. It's just it's too isolating.
Yeah, I get that.
Home. Yeah, but I'll have to get used to it.
What about Diane?
She just started a new job, but they're not making anyone work from home yet.
What's her new job?
Same role, same position, but new company.
Oh, what company?
AstraZeneca.
Oh, okay. So is she going to cure coronavirus?
I don't think they're working on it. I don't know who's working on it.
Did you hear about this Biogen conference?
Oh, wait, was that the one where the Congress people were at?
No, that was the Conservative Political Action Committee.
Okay, that makes more sense. yeah, no, I did hear about Biogen, but I don't remember what it was or like what happened.
Oh, everyone got coronavirus.
Everyone got coronavirus.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, you know, it's time to experiment on themselves then.
I saw a headline. Did they need to do human trials of coronavirus vaccine?
Sure.
So the headline was posing the question, would you accept $4,500 to willingly get injected with the coronavirus for the purpose of this trial?
Well, that's a little misleading.
Why?
But also, I guess they need to test the vaccine. Yeah, I mean, probably they should give you some more money than that.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, all I have to do is, like, sneeze for a few weeks. Whatever.
I mean, first of all, you might not even, like, you know, get the symptoms, right?
Sure, yeah.
Second of all...
Yeah.
You're, like, going to be monitored in, like, a known environment. They don't have to test you, right? Like, you don't have to wonder if you actually have it or, like, if you need to go to the hospital. You're going to definitely have it.
Uh-huh.
And then they're probably not going to let you die. You might even get the vaccine. You know, or a placebo.
Sometimes.
But, like, then you have it and you're done. And you can just go. You can go to work. You can go to the movies. You can fly to Italy for free. You can live your life and not have to worry about getting it again. Is that how it works?
Well, I'm going to say no and explain why. I think if you get the coronavirus, and yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I totally agree that you will know. They will test you and you will know. If that does turn out positive, I don't believe you will be able
which
to
is
live
the goal.
Your life and fly to Italy.
No,
yeah, that is the goal.
No, but they're going to give you the vaccine and then you're cured.
Right.
Or you're going to get sick
and
then you're going to get better.
But if,
or you're going to die. But probably not.
Well, even after you get, even if you get the vaccine and you're cured, are you not still a carrier or something like that?
I mean, if you get the flu, if you get a flu shot, you're not a flu carrier. The whole point of getting a flu shot is that you're not susceptible to passing on the flu.
I guess.
Right?
I guess so. Okay.
And as we all know, this is exactly like the flu.
Yeah, right.
Only not as bad.
Yeah, right. Much lower mortality rate. Okay, so you're signing us up? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you do what you want. I'll do, you know, I'll sign myself up.
Well, as long as we're dreaming.
I mean, I think
I would
like a little more than $4,500. But honestly, I would pay $4,500.
Well, you can just go and live your life if you want to get the coronavirus.
No, but I want them to cure me right away. I don't want to be like wondering if I got it or like, you know, oh, sorry, we ran out of tests. Oh, sorry. Like, if this is the thing. 2 weeks from now, everything's going to be fucked. There's not going to be, like, everybody's going to be dying. There's not going to be any medical care available. You need to, like, get out ahead of it. And, like, you know, be an early adopter. And then you'll just be, like, cruising while everyone else is freaking out.
I guess that makes sense.
That was the other thing is the flights are so cheap.
Yeah.
People were saying it's cheaper to fly to Europe and go to a country that has universal health care and get the coronavirus there than it is to just stay here and get the coronavirus.
Oh, my God. Is that really true?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess they're so cheap right now. Well, apparently my...
I mean, it's true by like a factor of 10.
Oh, wow.
I mean, depends on what your deductible is, I guess.
You're right. Nice. Okay, so Italy trip?
Yeah. Well, everything's closed now, though, so it might be boring.
Yeah. Well, apparently my mom said her friend just booked a flight to Hawaii. So.
Somebody got it there already.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All 50 states.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about the CDC?
The Centers for...
Go on.
Dumb clowns.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you think dumb clowns are funnier or less funny than smart clowns? How funny did you think that clown from It was?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I saw some of it on someone else's seat on an airplane.
I don't think I've been on a plane. I don't know. I mean, it's just like, in concept, I would watch it.
You wouldn't watch it.
No, I would, but I'm never in the mood to watch it.
Right. I don't think
now,
I really...
Now, you know, there's like, now I have to see It and... It chapter 2, so like that's just like too much time to commit.
To commit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think I saw It chapter 2 on the plane, so that was probably just the better way to go.
Did it have Bill Hader?
Is Bill Hader in it?
Well, it depends which one you saw.
I don't remember seeing Bill Hader, but
were they all like children or were they adults?
Adults.
But you didn't see Bill Hader?
I don't know. Maybe he was like wearing glasses or something.
Probably. This is like a game I play with Amanda. She'll go to the gym and they'll be playing some movie on the TV.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, they're showing this movie and it was like... Will Smith was flying around and there was
Hancock.
Like some weird monster.
Hancock.
I was like, was Jeff Goldblum in it? And she's like, I don't know who that is. Like, did they have to upload a virus onto a spaceship? She's like, yes.
She got that without sound. Wow.
I think there might be sound. I don't know.
Oh. Okay. That is a fun game. I like that. That's a shame about Jeff Goldblum, though.
Why?
She should try to learn who he is.
Why? He sucks.
What? What do you mean he sucks?
He's canceled.
Oh, is he? What happened?
I don't know. He's a sex creep.
Really?
I think so.
I didn't even hear about that. Oh, you better get your facts straight before you start throwing around things like that.
Well, if he's not canceled, he's canceled now. We canceled him. I just canceled him.
No. I won't be party to a gratuitous canceling of Jeff Goldblum. He needs to, I mean, you know, unless he did something, he should stay around for a long time.
Jeff Goldblum, Colin, we will write you off because you're canceled. Yeah. Matter of fact, don't even bother.
Well, I think, you know, analogously to your coronavirus idea, he should just go ahead and do something despicable, and then we'll know for sure.
That's true.
Yeah. I would encourage, I think this is what this movement is getting at. We should encourage all men to just go ahead and do it so we can know for sure that, yes, all men.
Is that like the, you know, if you keep calling me racist, I'm going to do something super racist because you're pissing me off?
Is that a thing that people tend to do?
Oh, that's the thing people say. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they shouldn't say that. It's not a good argument.
It's like, you know, I like Bernie Sanders, but his supporters are too mean, so I'm going to vote for the guy I don't like instead.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, also not a good reason. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you think it's going to come out that Bernie Sanders did something?
Did what?
You know, some sort of sexual harassment or assault?
Probably not.
Yeah, too boring.
I just feel like everything Bernie Sanders ever did has been well documented.
I saw this thing come out where it was like, we discovered some secret documents that in the 80s he wanted to have a sister city with Moscow.
Right.
Or I'm like, okay. Yeah. I mean, was that supposed to be like a huge scandal or something?
Yeah. Like a thing that many American cities all over the country were doing, encouraged by the United States government.
Oh, I didn't even know that part, but, you know, it just seems nice anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, they certainly found some documents with Cyrillic characters on there. So that was a good find.
Just like in The Americans.
That's right. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Break?
So sure. Yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of a meaningless break. I mean, I'm just sitting here in my house. You know, usually we'd go out and, like, shoot hoops or something.
Have a smoke.
Yeah. At the same time.
That's called the Obama special.
That's right. I wonder where he's quarantining himself right now. Maybe he's the patient in Hawaii.
Oh.
Oh, man. What dramatic irony that would be. All right, well, I'll see you after this boring break.
All right.
It's quite possible you're highly contagious. Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone.
We're working very hard to find out where this virus came from.
It's in schools and it's in the mall.
Have you found any treatment at all?
No.
It's going to spread.
It gets on airplanes. It travels at 500 miles an hour.
We're all guinea pigs.
Oh my God.
Contagion, rated PG-13. In theaters and IMAX September 9th.
We'll be right back.
Ben Vince Show.
Welcome back to the
show. Yeah. To Ben and Vince, public radio at WKYN 94.0. Today we are supported in part by coronavirus vaccine. You won't die anymore.
And
Dr. Octopus's spider sub. What was that?
Spider your way on down. 7-Eleven.
Yeah. So you don't like those movies, is that right? You don't even like the original Spider-Man movie?
What? Who told you that?
Oh, you told me that?
You're thinking of Eric Heisen.
Am I?
The guy who doesn't like good movies.
Yeah, I know his favorite movie is Epic Movie. I've noticed they haven't really been making more of those anymore. Yeah.
I mean, I guess they kind of ran out of ideas, and also it was a very extremely like early 2000s culture thing.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything about that specifically screams early 2000s to me, other than they made a bunch of those in the early 2000s, but like the premise seems timeless. And also I'm gonna disagree with you, they ran out of ideas.
Okay, how
premise.
I don't know.
They never had any idea.
I mean, okay. Yeah. I think we can admit that like Scary Movie was good.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever even saw the original Scary Movie. But I think it seems good.
Yeah.
Do the Wayans, are they still out there?
Yeah. I feel like one of them's on some big show.
Alright.
Big TV show. I don't know, a sitcom of some sort. I don't know. Remember White Chicks?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Who could forget? I guess their prominence on the cultural scene has faded.
Yeah. But the Wayans, to be clear, were not in Epic Movie, right?
Yeah, no, I think it was just like Scary Movie 1, maybe 2, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do you miss from those days?
Oh, man. Don't get me started.
Tamagotchis. I guess it's a little earlier.
Yeah, that's earlier.
Chicks.
Flip phones.
Oh, well, the razor's back.
Fucking, baggy clothes.
The OC. Yeah, don't call it that.
Von Dutch.
What's that?
The Iraq War.
You missed that? I don't know if you have to look too far. we're leaving Afghanistan.
And
it's all fixed over there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, everything's back to a good state.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very peaceful. You know, better than when we started. So, good news.
Sweet.
Yeah. Just goes to show, you know, if you just stay in there and commit and, you know.
Head down, power through.
Yeah, then, you know, you'll come out ahead. And that's what's important.
There you go.
What do you miss from 2019?
Oh. That's a good question. What do I miss from 2019? Ooh.
Bubblegum.
I don't know.
Silly Putty. Bazooka Joe. Trident. Stride. Wait. Five.
Hold on. Did you name a bunch of gums and Silly Putty? Do you think that Silly Putty is gum?
It's my favorite flavor. It comes out of an egg. If you stick it on newsprint, if you stick it on a comic, you can read the comic backwards.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. And then it tastes like Dilbert.
Oh man, something funny or stupid happened in the comics recently.
I'm loving the Dawn storyline right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is her character like? Does the author? Is
Karen
the author
Moy,
intentionally
right? Still,
that's what I'm speaking of. Yeah.
Okay.
Is she intentionally? Does she know that this character is super lame? Is that intentionally part of her character?
What do you mean she's lame?
Don.
Just because she went to go see the ruse of the fast talker with that guy.
I guess we were wrong that they're not making any more epic movies. Yeah, no, I mean, she just seems like she's such like a loser.
Why does she have two boyfriends?
Right.
She's so lame.
I don't know what's going on with this Hugo guy. Or Hugo, I guess I should say.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, she's, you know, like she's not interesting. She like,
I mean, she's cooler than her dad.
Sure. I mean, that's an extremely low bar. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, she doesn't have any interests. Well, maybe she does. I don't know.
I thought the Yeti storyline was pretty good.
That was awesome. I mean, it was very unexpected the way it wrapped up with the guy just dying and no one caring.
Well, we don't know for sure that he died.
Yeah, right. he just disappeared.
We never found his body, therefore, like, maybe he's just still living up there hunting for the Yeti without any of the camping supplies or food.
Maybe the Yeti took him in and they're living together now.
He had a beard, so...
Mm.
And he was...
He was a fraud.
He was a social media user, so... He pretty much deserved to die.
Yeah. It's just like, man, I guess we shouldn't like hang out here any longer and look for him. Time to go home.
My favorite was when they went home and like, you know, Mark's talking to his family and he's like, well, we never did find the Yeti, but I think I got a good story. And I thought he was going to say, like, you know, about an interesting man who, like, devoted his life to finding something that nobody believed in or something. And he's like,
yeah,
I'll just write about some random, you know, snow leopards or something.
Yeah, that's what the audience wants, yeah.
Like, not at all what your editor asked you to write.
So I was up on this mountain, and, I found some smell leopards. What were you doing there? I'm confused now what's going on with, like, why it's in a different art style with the current thing about, like, the little kids or whatever.
Yeah, I think the guy is just kind of slowly... Before he was trying to copy the other guy's art style, and he's trying to, like, seamlessly transition.
Yeah, seamlessly.
I mean...
Really achieving that.
I mean, yeah. Unlike some... I mean, you know, remember, like, Judge Parker when they changed? And you notice how, like, the art only ever gets better? Like, how come they never go from, like, a really super realistic artist to, like, a super shitty artist?
Why don't they Like, don't they do that?
Yeah, like, you know how, like, in Mary Worth, like, not that it was shitty, but, like, it got a lot more, like, you know, comic book looking.
Yeah,
like Gil Thorpe after I got that guy fired accidentally and they replaced him with, the current guy.
How did he get fired?
Well, I noticed that he had plagiarized a scene from an obscure movie that I really liked, and then I emailed Josh about it, and then later he got fired.
I kind of remember this now. What was the movie?
Vanishing Point.
Very obscure. And what was the... How did he plagiarize it?
I mean... I don't know. Is it really plagiarizing if you just, like, trace a scene from a movie?
Right, I mean...
I don't know. There was some... It was like... You remember whatever her name was? Gail Martin? The Rock and Roll Carol King?
Yes. Yes, the ponytail lady.
Yeah, so in that scene where she's at the concert and fucking the guy was, like, holding his hands behind his head saying, "Play Freebird" or whatever... Gil's like, "Calm down, pal. It's her number one hit. Of course she's gonna play it." In that scene where she's up there singing with her ponytail, that is copied from the movie. Like, literally the only time we see her in the whole comic, there's a random scene in this movie where there's, like, some hippies singing in the desert. And it's, like, literally like a... Like, he traced the scene.
Interesting.
And then he got fired. Oops.
Do you think it really was because of that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying one thing happened and then another thing happened. I can't That's really draw a connection.
Okay, so... After that happened, then we had a new artist.
Yeah.
And he was better.
Yeah, but it sucks, because it's more enjoyable to make fun of when there's, like, all these weird impossible angles going on. Now it's like, you know, you read Gil Thorpe and it's like, Alexa Watson shoots a three, and the Mudlarks are going to the... Yeah, they don't even go to the play downs anymore. They go to the playoffs. It's like...
The writing improved, too.
Yeah.
I do find the current art, like, pretty weird, though. Like, before it was kind of, you know, weirdly amateurish, but...
Right.
Now it's, like, kind of strange looking.
How's it strange?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, like, blocky or something?
I don't know.
Do you think it's blocky?
The problem is that, like, and this has always been the problem with Gil Thorpe, is that it takes so long for shit to happen that if you don't, like, you can't even just read it every day and follow what's going on. You have to, like, read a bunch of days in a row. Because on a particular day, it'll just be like, you know, the quarterback throws the ball down the field and... And then the next day you forget what was going on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, you know, Brent Wilson receives. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's always like, we're going to get in there and smash today. And then, like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think I am following what's going on right now, but I don't know, it's not that exciting.
When you think about it, the idea of a daily sports strip, it's almost like, you know, very ambitious to think you could pull that off.
That's what makes it so great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than Tank McNamara.
Oh, is that still going?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I haven't thought about that.
I mean, I'm not sure if it was always like this and I just didn't notice, but it's a lot of, like, you know, sarcastic jabs about Kaepernick and shit like that.
Oh, well, I mean, like, is it sarcastic jabs about everyone, or?
Well, I mean, I don't know. you know, they do the sports jerk of the year. But like sometimes it'll just be like Tank is hosting his radio show and like a caller calls in and then like, you know, Tank makes a sassy remark. But it's like, if I wanted this content, I could literally just turn on sports radio.
Yeah, right. But not with this kind of relevance, you know?
Yeah, and, only 2 months after the fact.
Right. So does it show, is it, because I mean, imagine somebody writing a comic strip about, you know, say a couple of podcast hosts doing a podcast.
Oh, God.
I don't imagine it being that visually dynamic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that pretty much what it is? Like,
well, sometimes there's other stuff happening. I don't know. Like, let's see what happened today.
Okay. Let's
or see what happened. Not today, but some random day in the past.
And yeah. Say March 9th.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me go to March 9th. March 9th. All right. Well, there's some guys. Oh, here we go. It's topical. There's some guys sitting in an office in shirts and ties, and there's a woman there also. They're at a conference room table.
Mm-hmm.
So far, this is basically Dilbert. I guess they're. I'm not going to read all the dialogue, but they seem to be some sort of team executive, and they're talking about nobody's going to attend their games because of the coronavirus.
Oh,
and then the punchline is like, "Oh, don't worry, we're gonna have a free giveaway of face masks."
Yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah, not bad.
Yeah. So you know,
the table that they're sitting at is either like way higher on one end than the other, or it's just like a really weird parallelogram shape.
No, Vince, this is something called 3D perspective. I know you only have one eye, so this doesn't make sense to you, but, you know, in art, there's a term called the vanishing point, which...
Oh, that's ironic.
Yeah, when you're drawing a picture of a hippie with a ponytail, all the lines on their ponytail will converge to a single point in the distance.
It looks like Steve Harvey's making a cameo in Gil Thorpe.
Interesting. Survey says... Wait, that's him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what Steve Harvey's most known for now?
It's what he's most now known for now. Like, for doing now.
But like... At this time.
He's not doing anything else now that's more notable.
And he's still doing his show, isn't he?
Like a talk show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If he died tomorrow, what would the first line of his obituary say?
Steve Harvey has died.
What does the first line of his Wikipedia page say?
Oh, interesting. I bet it says, Steve Harvey is an American actor, game show host, and... talk show host.
In that order?
Oh, okay.
I bet it's the opposite order.
You think talk show host, game show host, and actor? And comedian. I think comedian probably first.
Okay. Comedian, and then what?
I'm going to say comedian, game show host, talk show host, actor.
Close. Comedian, businessman, and entertainer.
Businessman and entertainer.
Yeah.
I mean, entertainer is a good, you know, catch-all.
They list, then they go on to list five shows that he hosts.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah. I don't even want you to get the order right. I just want you to see if you can guess what they all are.
I'm looking at the article.
No, oh, God damn it.
But okay, for the listener, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yep.
Family Feud.
That's right.
Celebrity Family Feud. Is that a regular show?
Yeah, that's important. That's where, you know, Kanye was on there.
Oh man, but only okay. Wow.
The rest of the Kardashian Wests.
The last season was from June to September 2019, and it was 11 episodes.
That's what I missed from 2019.
Steve Harvey's Celebrity Family Feud. Who won last time?
I mean, it depends on the episode. It's not like a season-long tournament.
I see. And then we also got... the Miss Universe competition and Fox's New Year's Eve.
Which is... I don't know what's going on with Fox's New Year's Eve, but I don't know why they stopped letting Pitbull be on there.
It says, yeah, from December 2014 to 2016, Fox broadcasts Pitbull's New Year's Revolution.
Hell yeah.
But then in 2017, they returned to a Times Square-based special.
Oh, who cares, man? Everyone's already... If you want to see Times Square, they're going to turn on Ryan Seacrest...
Yeah.
And Dick Clark's, you know, Ryan Seacrest hosting Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Jenny McCarthy for some reason. I want to choose between those idiots and Pitbull and Don Lemon getting hammered in New Orleans.
I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, you know, differentiate yourself somehow.
Yeah.
In 2014, everyone thought that Pitbull's New Year's Revolution would be unlike anything else you have ever seen on television. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and when has that ever failed?
And would mark the start of a new tradition. And it did for 3 years in a row. And then... Then the next year, so Pitbull's still doing it, they're just not broadcasting it.
So I got to go to Miami.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Correct. Well, it says the 2016 to 20, wait, oh, it was co-hosted. Yeah, okay. 2016 was co-hosted by Queen Latifah and Snoop Dogg, so that, okay, so Pitbull's still there for that.
I watched that one.
Yeah. And then... Then after that, there was no primetime segment on Fox, and instead they scheduled drama encores in the time slot.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Yeah. I guess people didn't watch it enough. It was behind Carson Daly.
I mean, it's possible that, like, you could make the argument people who want to watch Pitbull on New Year's Eve are probably out doing something cool and not watching TV.
Yeah, yeah. But you weren't.
Steve Harvey's real name is Broderick?
Whoa! Breaking news.
That's Broderick crazy. Harvey.
Broderick Stephen Harvey. Do you think it's cheating for people whose name is Stephen with a PH to go by Steve with a V?
No.
Okay.
No. Because if they... Like, you should only go by Steph with a PH if your name is Stefan.
Right. But I feel like that V is, you know...
But it's a V sound.
I know.
He's not Stephen Harvey.
I know he's not Stephen Harvey. Although apparently he's not either of them. He's Broderick Harvey.
Well, he's Broderick Stephen.
I know. But still.
He's been married to three women, and all their names started with M.
Interesting.
M-A. M-A-R. Marcia, Mary, and Marjorie.
Crazy. That's weird, man.
Let's see.
And he has seven. He has seven kids.
Controversies. Politics. Comments about atheists. Racial comments about Asian men.
Oh, I remember that.
Comments about Flint water crisis.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah, that doesn't sound that bad. I mean, especially like, I'd have to hear the context, but.
Yeah, he's a moron, but whatever. He's also the principal in Gilthorpe, apparently.
I like his response about the Asian men thing. He says, you know, I offer my humblest apology, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, I ain't been laughing that much over the past few days. They're kind of beating me up on the internet right now for no reason. But, you know, that's life, ain't it?
Very good. Yep. He clearly learned his lesson.
Yeah, wise words from Stephen Harvey. All right, so he's got two daughters, twins, Brandy and Carly. I'm not sure if you want to speculate how that's spelled.
I don't.
Okay. And one son, Broderick Harvey Jr. Got another son named Winton. And then he's got three more kids. Wait, that's not adding up to seven, is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Okay. Three more kids, Morgan, Jason, and Lori, which are all adopted. All right. Wanted some more kids. Man's a vegan. Well, there you go. This has been the Steve Harvey Show.
That's not very... I can't imagine Steve Harvey being vegan. That's weird.
Seems a little weird, yeah. Yeah, not what I would expect from this host of Celebrity Family Feud.
I always said he should host The Bachelor.
Okay. That would be good. I mean... Who hosts The Bachelor now? Does it have a host?
Yeah, Chris Harrison.
It's Chris Harrison. Is he just like the host of The Bachelor?
Yeah. I mean, okay. He probably makes a lot of money. That The Bachelor is like the most popular show on TV besides Sunday Night Football.
Is that literally true?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. yeah, it seems like kind of terrible.
Chris Harrison? Yeah, I agree.
The whole show, too. I mean, yeah. It's common to accuse a contestant of not being on the show, quote, for the right reasons. I love that.
Right. Top-rated U.S. I'm on top-rated U.S. TV programs by season. It starts with October
1950. Wow. That's... A lot of data.
All right.
What was the top show in 1950? Let me guess. Perry Mason.
Not even close.
Well, what would be close?
You literally will never guess this. I'll tell you the top six were all on NBC.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The number one show got a 61.6 rating.
Wow. I mean, people didn't have anything to do.
Yeah, and there was also only three channels.
Yeah. Okay, 1950. Your show of shows. No, that's like 60s. Or maybe late 50s. I Love Lucy.
No. And like...
The Honeymooner.
There isn't a show in the top six that I've even heard of before.
Soupy Sales.
No.
Some radio show that got adapted for TV.
Let me check. Yes, that's correct.
I knew it. Okay. Red Fox in... No, that's later. Slim Pickens in... the Slim Pickens Radio Hour.
No.
The George Stevens Radio Hour. The Dick Van Dyke Show.
No, everyone's heard of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
The 1950s New Year's Eve Dick Clark Celebration.
No.
American Bandstand.
No. That.
Wait.
1950. 50.
You said it was a radio show. Okay. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show.
You are not going to guess this.
Man, I feel like I'm so close.
Do you want a hint?
Okay.
Okay. Host
uh-huh.
of the show. Yeah. Oh. Okay. All
right. Oh. Wait. I know what it is. Conan. Right.
No. No. Okay. Oh. So this the show later changed its name to a different show that you may have heard of. Maybe.
Okay. I think if I get that one, you should give it to me. The Flintstones.
No. When it first went on TV, it was 1948.
That's,
it was sponsored by a corporation.
Yeah, makes sense. They always were.
And it had a huge cultural impact. And then later in the mid-1950s, that corporation ended its sponsorship and it became known as something else.
Okay. The General Electric Radio Hour. Cornmeal.
It's not your company.
The Cornmeal Manufacturers Association. Okay. The Corn Growers of America.
Good
presents.
Good guess.
Yeah.
That's not it.
What was I going to say?
I'll tell you that the host of the show, because of this show, he became known as Mr. Television because it was one of the first successful examples of American television broadcasting.
Okay, that's Milton Berle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Milton Berle Show?
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, but what was it originally called in 1950?
Can you give me a hint to the like industry?
It's a company that makes liquids, but not anymore.
Like soap?
No. Soap's a solid.
No, not liquid not. Soap? a company that makes liquids?
Well, made liquids. They don't exist anymore. Or they got acquired or they changed their name or something.
Is it one type of liquid?
It's a subsidiary. What?
Is it?
I mean, it's, is it, it's multiple liquids, but like in the same kind of arena.
Okay, like oil?
Yeah.
Like motor oil?
Yeah.
Like Valvoline?
Well, it's not Valvoline. They just make like, motor oil.
Like WD-40?
No.
Why would motor oil want to sponsor a TV show?
So that people would buy fucking motor oil and gasoline.
Yeah. All right. General Motors.
No. Hey, cars.
General Oil. What?
Do you want me to tell you?
Tell me, how many words is it?
The company or the title?
Company.
One word.
Okay, tell me the first word.
Texaco.
The Texaco Radio Hour.
Texaco Star Theater.
Milton Berle.
Yeah. All right.
I wonder what was on that show.
Who knows? All right. So, all right. Okay. Shit. Gotta find the last. Okay, this is an incomplete list, I think. Where's The Bachelor? Control F, Bachelor.
Siri,
okay.
Control F, Bachelor.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. It's not showing up recently.
All right, yeah,
most recently, it was number 29 in the 2016-2017 TV season.
Yeah, you seem pretty wrong, man.
No, I think it's higher. No, most recent one that I've seen includes a show that's no longer on the air.
Wow, what is it? The Masked Singer?
No, that's on the air. That's on right now.
Oh, okay.
I think the frog. Did they say who the frog is yet?
I haven't been watching.
I think the frog is Jim Carrey.
Oh, interesting. Wait, so what was the one that's now off the air?
The Big Bang Theory is listed at number two.
Yeah, okay.
So it's Sunday Night Football, Big Bang Theory, NCIS, Thursday Night Football, and Young Sheldon.
Oh my god. Wow. So I'm looking at this. I was pretty close with I Love Lucy.
No, you weren't.
That was the top show from 1952 to 54 and 56.
Yeah. So, none of which are 1950.
Yeah, but in terms of years, I was close.
Okay, but that wasn't even your first guess.
Yeah, but it was one of my guesses.
Okay, well, you had a lot of guesses.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see you making any guesses.
Yeah, because I had all the answers. Okay, here's a question. Why the hell did so many people watch JAG in the 90s?
Old people watch TV, man.
Okay, but like, so I was watching TV earlier and they had an ad for JAG.
Wow.
And I thought I knew it was like some dumb, boring procedural like Navy shit. But yeah. I thought it at least like stood for something cool.
Oh. Yeah.
It fucking stands for, I have to look it up again. Oh yeah.
Joint.
I mean, look, it's got this cool like blocky logo.
Yeah, very cool.
You know, it's created by Donald P. Belisario.
Very cool name.
I didn't know it was on NBC originally. Okay, look at this. It says it was originally perceived as a Top Gun meets A Few Good Men hybrid series.
Wow.
Do you know what fucking JAG stands for?
Joint Activities General.
Well, you're one for three. Judge Advocate General.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
I know.
Needs work.
This was like the top show.
Yeah, I mean, I would always see ads for it.
Yeah.
And I would be like, what? This just seems incredibly boring.
10 seasons.
How many stories are there to tell about Judge Advocate General? What does that mean?
So it finished 79th in the ratings in the first season. They canceled it, and then CBS picked it up.
CBS, the network for old people.
Yeah. And NCIS is a spinoff of JAG.
Oh, I don't know if I knew that. Maybe I knew that.
Yeah, I think I knew that, but forgot.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, what a successful franchise.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. What the fuck? I'm looking at a list of characters. Uh-huh. They got the main characters, you know, David James Elliott, Tracy Needham, Catherine Bell, etc. Then they got a bunch of recurring characters. Uh-huh. And it's like mostly people you never heard of.
Yeah.
You know, Andrea Parker as Lieutenant Commander Caitlin Pike, Trevor Goddard as Lieutenant Commander Mike Brumby, Carrie Turner as Lieutenant JAG, Lieutenant Harriet Sims, etc., etc.
Yeah.
The last one listed here is Oliver North as what? Ollie.
Sounds pretty, you know, mischievous. Wait, was Oliver North really on JAG?
More than once, apparently. He's a recurring character.
Oh, man. You know, sometimes these people show up and you're like, who's giving them a job? Like, aren't they disgraced?
Isn't he the head of the NRA right now?
Oh, man. All right. I mean, he was pretty disgraced, you know? I guess not everyone thought
of that. One would hope so. I don't know.
Yeah. Ugh. Boo.
Oh, my God.
As Ollie.
I'm just going to send you this link right here. Okay. Hold on. I can't just like turn my monitor around because we're not. Let me bring it up. Here we go. Just look at this. Look at this photo and the caption.
Oh, wow. Wait. Okay, so I did not know that the main character's name is Harm.
Yeah, kind of weird.
And Mac.
Right. First of all, he's wearing like some sort of tuxedo uniform.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even know. I just thought it was a uniform. They're at a bar or something, right?
Yeah, they're at a bar.
And she's wearing a dress, I guess.
They're flipping what appears to be an extremely fake coin toward the camera.
I mean, it's like CGI'd in there.
It looks like they were just looking toward the camera, and then somebody slapped the JAG logo on there in, like, MS Paint.
Yes, it literally does look like MS Paint. And this coin is described as a challenge coin.
Correct. And I guess this must have been like a seminal moment on the show because they're determining who will resign his or her commission.
That sounds pretty seminal. And they're looking at it very intently.
Yeah.
I would always see commercials for this and I would see this guy and I'd be like, this is just the most boring looking guy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But here he is flipping a challenge coin. Well, using it in some manner.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say they're flipping it.
Maybe they're just imagining it, and this is like showing their imagination.
They should bring back CSI Cyber. That's my take.
Oh, man.
That's what I miss about the 2010s.
More plane hacking or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so much good stuff on there. Ted Danson, Patricia Arquette, fucking Shad Moss, aka Bow Wow.
AKA. Yeah. So, there's a lot to miss about that last decade.
I'm going to make this my desktop background.
Pretty small picture.
This must be like the last episode of the show. I bet they like, you know, cut to black before you could see how the coin landed.
Oh, dramatic. I thought you were going to say they like had completely run out of money. So this is the best they could do for the challenge coin animation.
I dare you to make this your desktop background at work and see if anyone says anything.
I mean, I'm not ever, like, on my desktop at work, but I'm still not going to do that.
You don't think you could convince your coworkers that you're, like, a huge JAG fan?
I'm very mysterious at work, so...
Yeah, that will make you even more mysterious.
Be like, he's into JAG. What does that mean? How did he get into JAG? Have any other interest in the military, as far as I can tell. Maybe I'm just into challenge coin.
Oh my god.
Jack has been off the air since... I don't even know.
Well, it's 2005, according to this, the fine print on this challenge coin.
Yeah. Does the coin have a date on it?
It says, JAG. Judge Advocate General, 1995 to 2005.
Oh my god. Oh wow. So they created a coin that had the dates of when the show was on.
I mean, I think if you in a loose sense of the term created, yes.
Yeah. Manifested. Well,
do you think the show got popular because of 9/11?
Why?
You know, maybe the Jaggers or American heroes, they could just, if only they could bring up Osama bin Laden in front of a JAG court, then I don't know.
Well, did that ever happen? Yeah. They would advocate judgmentally about him.
Well, generally speaking, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a theory that we'll have to put out there and see if it catches on. Oh my god. Well, I think I need to sign off my commission. I think we're gonna need to flip a challenge coin to decide.
Yeah, that's like what would happen at the end of like one of our seasons.
And then you would put like an MS Paint thing on the, as like the post on the website.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, maybe this season is just one episode long.
No, I don't want to make a whole new thing again.
All right. Well, we'll just, you know, cliffhanger till.
I don't know. I could be convinced. I don't know. Convince me.
All right, let's flip a coin to see if this will be the end of the season or not.
Okay. Ready?
Wait, but we're at home, so I can't see you flipping it. You could be cheating. Well,
I don't think the actors could see the coin in the show either.
True. Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'll call it in the air.
Hold on, let me get out the challenge coin.
Wait, which one is heads, which one?
I'll tell you. All right. So, this is the Ben and Vince challenge coin.
Mm-hmm.
The side with my head on it.
Yeah.
Is heads. The side with your head on it is tails.
That seems insulting somehow.
Fine. The side with your ass on it is tails.
Okay, good.
All right. So, I guess.
Wait, but
here we go.